just on the way back from my grandmother's. It's been a pleasant visit, not just because the sun's out and shining, but because she was in pretty good spirits. She's up and down, what with her feeling a little bit depressed about her ever-decreasing memory capacity. She's got very, very bad short-term memory. Tends to remember some lovely things and stories from way back, but doesn't remember where she put things. And today, I guess that was a bit of a blessing, because she was rummaging around trying to find a letter from a bank, and she found a photograph that I'd copied for her. A photograph that I'd copied of my late mother. It was a passport photograph that I used to carry around in my wallet. I say used to because I lost my wallet in York, and it kind of just fell out of my pocket when I was sat on a bench. And although I wasn't that disappointed by the loss of cards, they can be replaced, and the ID, well, maybe someone will try and do something heinous with that, who knows. It was more the fact that there was a couple of photographs in there, in particular the one of my mother. And this particular photograph kind of meant a lot to me, because it was of a time that I know very little about with my mother, just before she kind of had me, a few years. She was 19 years old. It was 1969. It was the summer of love. And she'd hang around the hip and happening places in London, where she lived at the time. And I've heard a few stories, and I've heard a few bits and bobs, but it's still all a bit of a mystery. And I guess now she's not here, it may be a mystery forever, but there was always that spirit of her from that age in her eyes. She never really changed from that photograph. Yes, she got older and aged the way that people do, but she was always that photograph. And so when I kind of lost it, I was a bit peeved, because I thought I had the only copy, but no. Lo and behold, my grandmother still had the copy that I made for her, so with the wonders of technology, I could quickly copy it into my iPhone and give her it back without it going anywhere, and there's now two copies again. Yeah, so that's really nice, turn up for the books. It's funny how these things that we get attached to normally just because of memories, and how much they trigger in us. Things are only really sentimental because of the memories that attach to them. And I wonder if we could digitize our memories more, if we could record more right here and now and store them in multiple places, whether we'd ever really need things to remind us anymore, these sentimental things. People talk about, oh, these objects, they contain energy from the past. You know, people collect antiques because of the history and the energy around antiques. You know, scientists will argue they're just things. Sensible people might argue the same. I'm a bit of a hoarder, and I find it very difficult to let go of certain items. But if I knew that I could keep the memories connected with these items safe, so that at any point I could read a sentence or look at a stored image, and it would trigger all the memories that I knew were held within that image, that within that cue, then maybe I wouldn't be so connected with the things anymore. Maybe I should have a clear out of all the things I think to be slightly sentimental, and just photograph everything and store it away. Every, you know, postcard that I've saved, and every birthday card. I mean, why do we save these birthday cards? I still have birthday cards from my 18th and my 21st. Maybe I should just digitize them, photograph them, and store them away. Yeah. So, loads and loads of memories came flooding back just by looking at that photograph again. Not just thinking about my foolishness of losing it in the first place, but just thinking this image. It just triggers so many wonderful things, so many things I'm glad to remember. And yeah, I don't think my gran really appreciated, you know, how much it meant to me that she found that, because I didn't tell her I'd lost the original photograph. Luckily, she won't remember if I did anyway, so... Yeah, I'm in a good mood.